Congressional leaders hope that by the end of the week, they will have worked out the wording of a resolution authorizing the president to use force against Iraq. Many lawmakers, both Democrats and Republicans, say the language proposed last week by the White House is too broad. Some Democrats are working on alternative resolutions, and Al Gore's passionate criticism yesterday of the president's Iraq policy has intensified the debate, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
Mr. Bush responded today to Al Gore's assertion that by pushing for action on Iraq, the president was diverting attention from the failure to capture Osama bin Laden.
I'm confident that a lot of Democrats here in Washington, D.C. who understand that Saddam's a true threat to America, and I look forward to working with them to get a strong resolution passed.
But at the Capitol, some prominent Democrats sided with Gore. Senator John Edwards, a presidential hopeful from North Carolina, said Gore was not only right about the president losing his focus on the war on terrorism.
I think he's right that it's critically important that we do everything in our power to rally both the United Nations and the international community to support what we're doing. But we have a decision to make about Iraq.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said today that meetings have been going on between the administration and congressional leaders on language for authorizing the use of force against Iraq.
If that is necessary, what will be the conditions? How will we do it? And what will be the time frame? Those are the matters that we're attempting to work out in the resolution itself. And I think by and large, Republicans and Democrats are prepared to give the benefit of the doubt under these circumstances to the administration.
Daschle says the administration has been willing to consider what he called many changes to its proposed resolution. But other congressional Democrats remain wary of what they see as a White House willingness for unilateral action. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, says another resolution may be in order for lawmakers to consider.
If it's a going-it-alone approach that's offered, then we should have two alternatives. If we can take the multilateral, unite the world through this effort, the UN approach, then I don't know that there would be a need for a second resolution.
Some Republicans are also leery of a resolution that could isolate the U.S. Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee says the proposed document may well need to be modified.
The only modification that I would add, and I probably wouldn't change anything, is add some sort of phrasing that we should make every effort and encourage the administration to make every effort to reach out to the international community.
Other prominent Republicans, though, are confident President Bush can rally international support. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott says what the president asked Congress for was authority to use force against Iraq.
We are very expectant that it will be a multinational force, that this is not going to be something we do alone, and it won't be just the U.S. and the British. There'll be others involved.
Meanwhile, some Democratic lawmakers are drafting alternative resolutions on Iraq. Ike Skelton, who's the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, has drawn up a more narrow authorization for the use of force.
Number one, it's limited to Iraq. Number two, it uses the phrase disarming Iraq. And it also points out the fact that something needs to be done and requires a report from the administration on contingency plans to administer government services and manage Iraq should that regime fall.
Skelton hopes his proposal could be reflected in a single resolution Congress votes on. If that doesn't happen, it's not clear House Republicans, who control the agenda, would allow a vote on such an alternative. Still, both Republicans and Democrats want a resolution that wins broad support, one that could be voted on in the House next week. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.